أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويسألونك عن ذي القرنين قل سأتلو عليكم منه ذكرا إنا مكنا له في الأرض وآتيناه من كل شيء سببا فأتبع سببا صدق الله العظيم. At the very beginning of the surah we discussed that when the kuffar of Makkah wanted to know the details or the truth of the nubuwwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam three questions. One with regard to the ruh, the soul, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered in the previous surah, Surah Bani Israel. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Say that the ruh is a command of my Rabb, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second question they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with regards to those young people that had gone into the cave, the Ashabul Kahf, and that incident Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed in the surah, Surah Al-Kahf. And the third question they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with regards to Dhul Qarnain. Who is Dhul Qarnain? And that is the aspect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses in this part of the surah. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنْ ذِي الْقَرْنَيْنِ. They ask you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to Dhul Qarnain. قُلْ سَأَتْلُوا عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْهُ ذِكْرًا. Say to them that I will recite to you some mention of his incidences and activities that had taken place. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it very clear that Allah will not discuss every aspect with regards to Dhul Qarnain, but only those aspects, the historical details with regards to him, that will be a means of our hidayat, will be a means of our understanding and gaining closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Who exactly was Dhul Qarnain? It is strange in history that Dhul Qarnain was also known as Sikandar and Alexander. That was the English name of this person. And the strange thing is that many people by these titles were known, and they had the same titles, Alexandra, and secondly Sikandar, which was known in the Arabic language. Also the title Dhul Qarnain was given to several people, and hence it becomes very difficult to determine who exactly this person was. When we look at historical details, we will find that there were four very famous amongst them all. The one who Aristotle was his minister, the famous Alexander, the founder of the city of Alexandria that is today in Egypt. That person was a polytheist, and he was not the Dhul Qarnain whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in these ayat of the Quran Kareem. He was undoubtedly a conqueror, but he had never brought iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he lived about 300 years before Hazrat Isa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam. Most of the commentators have ruled out the possibility that it would be him. There were other Alexanders. One was in the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. It is mentioned about him that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him sovereignty of great chunks of this earth. Secondly, he was a very pious and uprighteous person. He had met Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. He had gone for Hajj of Baytullah also. And when it was known to Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam that he was entering Makkah Mukarrama, Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had come to the gates of the city to meet him. He had also made tawaf with him, and Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam had also given him some parting advice. So that is one possibility according to some ulama. Then we hear about Tubba. Tubba is the title of the kings of Yemen. And amongst them, some have said that there was also this Alexander by the name of Sikandar that had ruled, and his time also coincided with the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. He was also a very pious, uprighteous person, and he also traveled extensively on the surface of the earth to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that is also one possibility. And then one possibility is that there was a king also, Alexander, who was the king of Persia. Persia, and he also traveled extensively, tried to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is also a possibility who he is. But I think the important aspect here is that the Yahud had posed this question to the kuffar of Makkah to ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These ayat were revealed, and they didn't object that there was lack of information, that or the Quran Sharif was vague when these ayat came down, and the fact that there was no objection from them shows exactly that this was the answer that they required from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also important for us to note that the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't further query who this person was, and hence it also gives us sufficient evidence that whatever is in the Quran Kareem is sufficient for our hidayat. When we look at this term Dhul-Qarnayn, then Dhul-Qarnayn means a person with two horns, and two horns here may have one of few reasons for him being called by this name. One was, they say he had two curly locks on his hair, and that is why he was known as Dhul-Qarnayn, the person of two horns. There is also an opinion that on his head there were two types of signs that looked like horns, and that is why he was called Dhul-Qarnayn. But perhaps very important amongst some of the ulama and the scholars of tafsir is that he was called Dhul-Qarnayn because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given him the rule of the east and the west of the world, which obviously he traveled, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it, and that is the reason why he was called Dhul-Qarnayn. Some narrations say that there were four people whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given sovereignty of the entire world. Two were Muslims who utilized it for the obedience of Allah to establish the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One was the Nabi of Allah, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wassalam, and the second was the Dhul-Qarnayn who we are discussing at this moment. Most of the ulama of the opinion that he was not a Nabi of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Two were kafirs who abused the power that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given them. One was Bukht Nasr and the other was Namrut, the king in the time of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. So to conclude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they ask you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to Dhul-Qarnayn, say that I will recite upon you some of the incidents of Dhul-Qarnayn. Inna makkanna lahu fil ard, certainly we established him on the earth. Wa ataynahu min kulli shay'in sababa, and we gave him every possible thing. And the commentators say here, the possible things that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him was Allah had given him everything that will be required to rule. On the one hand, material substance, on the other hand, resources like intelligence, piety, integrity, honor, and hence he ruled the world. فَأَذْبَعَ سَبَبًا, and then he hankered after a way. In other words, he went in a particular direction which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in the subsequent ayat. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.